I just wanted to share today a simple word of testimony as to how I became a Christian and to the great grace of God in my life. I was born in Lisburn here in 1978 into a very good home. Father was a hard-working man. Mum stayed at home after we were born to keep house and to look after us and to help us with schooling and all that goes with that. And so I'm so thankful for the upbringing and the parents that God gave me. I was sent along to a local Presbyterian church, and the minister there was a faithful preacher of the Word of God. Certainly as far as the law of God was concerned, I knew that from a very early age that I was a sinner in need of God's salvation. I went along to all of the youth organisations of the church, from Sunday school, then later on in years Bible class. The Boys Brigade was a big feature during the week, the youth fellowship on a Sunday evening, and also the Christian Endeavour on a Friday evening, and then a Crusader class on a Sunday afternoon. So I thank God for all of those privileges whereby people shared the Word of God with me, and I know there were people who prayed even for me. But at the age of 13, I was invited along to the first youth fellowship camp that I'd ever been at, and that was over in the west of the province here in Ulster, in Fermanagh, a little place outside of the village of Caish. In those days, it was known as the Willow Pattern Pantry. I'd been there once before with my parents for an Easter weekend, but this now was going away on my own with all of these other young people, away from my parents and so on and so forth. The speaker that was booked for those meetings was a pastor from Belfast. He wasn't a pastor at that particular time, but he was involved in the Lord's work. His name was Norman Morrell. And I was saddened that just about a year and a half ago, I went online to listen to his testimony and discovered his funeral service. He was cut off quite young in life. But that dear man of God had been recently converted and was there that weekend to speak to the young people and to share his testimony. And on the very first night, I was making my way into the hall where the meetings were being held, and he was coming out. I was going in on my own. He was in his own as well. And we just met just at the very door of that particular building. It was a dark night and the sun had set, but there was a lamp, a floodlight on the apex of that building. And as we stood in that lightened courtyard, that man asked me a simple question: "What's your name?" And I told him my name was Roger. He was very kind. He says, "It's nice to meet you." And then he asked me a question that was to change my life forever. A simple question: "Roger, are you a Christian?" I told him that I was a Christian. And I think in some ways I was sincere in answering that question. "Yeah, I'm a Christian." And he says, "That's wonderful." And off he went. But as I stood there that day, I began to wonder, am I really a Christian? I go to church, I believe in God, I read my Bible, I say my prayers. But I knew I had this problem of sin. And I knew that none of my good works could save me. I knew that my church couldn't save me. I knew that my sincerity couldn't save me. I knew that my praying couldn't save me. And I came under a real sense of need and conviction at that weekend. As that dear man of God gave his testimony, I realized he's got something that I don't have. Other young people stood up to testify as well. And suddenly the reality of what it meant to become a Christian and to be changed by the grace of God began to strike a chord within my heart. Standing at the front of some of those meetings, they sang an old chorus. I still love it to this day. "I was once in darkness, now my eyes can see. I was lost, but Jesus sought and found me. Oh, what love he offers, oh, what peace he gives. I will sing forever more he lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father, I am shielded by his word. I will live forever. I will never die. I will rise up to meet him in the sky." And I think for the first time in my life, I really understood that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died upon a cross for me. I can still remember standing as that chorus was being sung, heart racing, eyes filling up with tears, realizing for the first time in my life the reality, not just intellectually, but in my heart, of the great love of God, of the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. And that's whenever I came to believe that Jesus Christ was my Saviour, and I gave my heart and life to him. Teenage years, I made many, many mistakes, still let the Lord down, still fail the Lord oftentimes. But I can remember later on in life, getting to a place in the late 1990s, 1999 it was, There had been some circumstances in her family that had caused me to consider the brevity of life and the reality of death and the certainty of eternity, and that I got but one short life and I wanted to make it count for God. And I can remember surrendering my life to the will of God for me, whatever that would be. If it was to remain in secular employment, doing what I was doing, I was quite happy at the work that I was doing. But getting to that place of saying, Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. And it wasn't long after that before the Lord really began to speak to me about Christian ministry and about full-time service. And here we are, 21, 22 years later, and isn't the Lord so, so good, so gracious? And I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done in this life of mine. I can say, like the Apostle Paul, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I may preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Maybe you're not a Christian, or maybe I could ask you that question that was asked to me, are you a Christian? Are you really born again? Are you really converted? Why not come to Christ today and realize the fullness of His salvation? God bless you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon.